The bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us are numerous to such an extent that we cannot count and enumerate them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the noble Quran speaks about this and he says, if you were to enumerate the bounties of Allah, you'd never be able to encapsulate them, you'd never be able to count them. So we are continuously reminded of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they are there for us all the time and that we are utilizing those bounties. Now, when we look at how we ought to reciprocate and we need to respond to those bounties, one of the important things is to fulfill our acts of worship. And Allah has made it such that our worship and our submissions to Him are presented over the day. In the evening it's spread so that we are able to interchange between various actions. وَمِن رَحْمَتِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِن فَضْلِهِ. The night is to rest, the day is to seek from the virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while we engage in all of this and move through our daily life, we ought to be submitting to Allah and engaging in various acts of worship. Amongst that, if we look at one, it is to perform Salatul Fajr for the males, to perform it with Jama'ah in the masjid. And that is an important part of our daily routine. If you perform the Salatul Fajr, there are various benefits. The first is that when you perform the Fajr Salah, you are in the protection of Allah, in the guarantee of Allah, in the hifazat and the riayat of Allah with regards to your dunya and your akhirat affairs. Man salla al-subh fa wa fi dhimmati Allah. We are told in the hadith emphatically that whoever performs the Fajr Salah, then that person is in the protection of Allah. So do not do anything to violate that protection. That's the first benefit. Then if you perform the Fajr Salah, it will give you salvation from the fire. It's a means of salvation. Because we are told in the hadith, لَا يَلِجُ النَّارَ أَحَدٌ صَلَّ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا يَعْنِي الْفَجْرِ وَالْعَصْرِ. That person who performed before sunset, in fact before sunrise and before sunset, the Fajr and the Asr Salah, that person will never enter into the fire. So by performing the Fajr Salah, it gives you guarantee from the fire. The third is, أَنَّا سَبَبٌ لِدُخُولِ الْجَنَّةِ. Performing the Fajr Salah is a means of entering to Jannah. Imam Bukhari rahimahumullah has a narration of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ صَلَّى الْبَرْدَيْنِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever performs the salahs, the two salahs, at the cold times, and that is again the salahs that we spoke about, the Fajr and the Asr, or some say the Maghrib, then that person will enter into Jannah. The fourth point with regards to the Fajr Salah, شَهَدَةُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ لِهَذِي Salah, that the angels are present for the Salah. وَقُرْآن الْفَجْرِ إِنَّ قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا. In Surah Banu Israel, verse number 78, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Qur'an recited at Fajr, and then he says, إِنَّ قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا, that Qur'an is witnessed by the angels. There's also a narration by Imam al-Bukhari as well as Imam al-Muslim, and this is a narration of Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَتَعَاقَبُونَ فِيكُمْ مَلَائِكَةٌ بِاللَّيْلُ وَمَلَائِكَةٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. The angels take shifts by you, the angels of the day and the angels of the night. وَيَجْتَمِعُونَ فِي صَلَاتِ الْفَجْرِ, and they are together for the Fajr Salah, وَصَلَاتِ الْعَصْرِ, and the Asr Salah. ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ الَّذِينَ بَاتُوا فِيكُمْ, and the ones that spend the night with you after Fajr, they go up. فَيَسْأَلُهُمْ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا. And Allah questions them about the actions of man. كَيْفَ تَرَكْتُمْ عِبَادِي. How did you leave my servants? فَيَقُولُونَ تَرَكْنَاهُمْ وَهُمْ يُصَلُّونَ وَأَتَيْنَاهُمْ وَهُمْ يُصَلُّونَ. We left them while they were performing salah, and we returned to them while they were performing salah. So if we perform the Fajr salah and the Asr salah, subhanAllah, what a blessing, what a virtue to leave the angels while they are observing or they witness us performing salah and they perform salah alongside us. So that is the benefit of performing the Asr and the Fajr salah with Jama'ah in the masjid. And the fifth point, النور التام يوم القيامة. The one who performs the Fajr Salah will have a complete light on the day of Qiyamah. Ibn Majah, rahimahumullah, is narrated in his Sunan of the narration of Sahl ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بشر المشائين في الظلم إلى المساجد بالنور التام يوم القيامة. Give glad tidings to those who walk to the masjid in the darkness. المشائين, those who walk في الظلم in the darkness, إلى المساجد, to the masjid بالنور التام, that they will have a complete light on the day of Qiyamah. They will have complete light on the day of Qiyamah. That is the virtue and the beauty of having, of performing the Fajr Salah. So these are some of the benefits that a person will attain as a result of performing the Fajr Salah. Furthermore, if we perform the Fajr Salah, then we'll be written to be anna yuktabu law qiyamul layl. We get the virtue of performing tahajjud salah. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, man salla al-isha fi jama'atin fakannama qama nisf al-layl wa man salla al-subha fi jama'atin fakannama salla al-layla kullahu. That person who perform the isha salah with a jama'ah, then it is as though that person has performed or has stood half the night in salah. And if the person performs the Fajr salah also with a jama'ah, then it is as though that person has spent the entire night in salah. Subhanallah, the various avenues towards goodness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made available for us. Then the seventh benefit of Fajr Salah is that one is given security from hypocrisy, because the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna atqala salatin al munafiqin salatul ishai wa salatul fajri, walau ya'lamuna ma fihima la atawhuma walau habwan." The most difficult salahs for the munafiqin is the Isha Salah and the Fajr Salah, and if only they knew what is in it, they would come to it even crawling. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Walaqad hamamtu an amura bis salat." I had the thought of instructing the salah be started in the masjid, فَتُقَامُ, and that the salah begins, ثُمَّ أَمُرُ رَجُلًا, and that I instruct certain people, فَيُصَلِّ بِالنَّاسِ, and that someone performs the salah for the jama'ah, and then أَنْتَلِقُ مَعِي بِرِجَالٍ, and some people go with me with a bundle of hood, and I go to those homes of the people who do not come to the masjid for the salah. Not that they don't perform the salah, who do not come to the masjid for salah. وَحَرِّقُ عَلَيْهِمْ بُيُوتَهُمْ بِالنَّارِ, and burn their houses for them. Rahmatul lil alamin speaking, saying that he wants to burn the homes of those who do not come to the masjid for the Isha Salah. What a stern warning. What a stern warning. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُنَا وَمَا يَتَخَلَّفُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا مُنَافِقٌ مَعْلُومُ النِّفَاقِ. That I seen an era when none would stay away from the Fajr Salah in the masjid except a munafiq who was known to be a munafiq. Meaning those who were borderline, who didn't want people to know they were munafiqs, they even came to the masjid. And he says, وَلَقَدْ كَانَ الرَّجُلُ يُؤْتَى بِهِ يَتَعَادَ بَيْنَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ حَتَّى يُقَامَ فِي الصَّفِّ. And I seen a time when a person would come leaning on two people's shoulders and he would be carried and put into the masjid. وقال ابن عمر, ابن عمر says, كنا إذا فقدنا الإنسان في العشاء وفي الفجر أسأنا به الظن. When we would not see a person in Isha and Fajr, then we would have the worst thoughts that maybe this person had died. That was the reality at that time. Now what can we say? It's become a norm that our masjid is most full for the Jummah Salah, and then after that the Maghrib Salah, and the least amount of Musallis that perform, I suppose, is in the Fajr and the Isha Salah. And you can see that visibly. Maybe Dhuhr and Asr, people at work, and they perform it at their respective places. The two rakats of Fajr are better than whatever this world has to offer. Rakat al-Fajr, the two rakats before Fajr, khayru min ad-dunya wa ma fiha, they are better than this world. Now, if this is the position of the Fajr, the Sunan before the Fajr, they are better than this world, the palaces and the treasures. Can you imagine what the position is of the actual Salah itself? What can be the position of the actual Salah itself? So we need to understand the virtue of the Fajr Salah. May Allah give us the understanding.